This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The annual month-long celebration of literacy underway, and the signature event is coming up this Saturday. Among other things that are happening, it's presented by Altrusa of Roseburg and the Umpqua Reading Council. One of the organizers, Karen Fager, joining us this morning. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So how's it been going so far with Celebration of Literacy?
Oh, it's been going great. The play at the high school was seen by over 2,700 grade school students. They all enjoyed it. I saw it myself, and it was delightful. This afternoon, we're actually having an activity at the Boys and Girls Club that we do every year, Valentine's for Vets. Some of our Altrusans will be there helping the children there make Valentine's that will be taken to our veterans at the VA Medical Center. We encourage them to write messages of their appreciation for service. And so it's a fun activity, but that's happening as well.
And, of course, that was originally last week, but got moved back due to the weather issues we were having.
Right, right. We had a little snow in that morning, and so we decided it would need to be postponed a week. But we'll get it done.
And what do you have later this week before we get to Saturday?
You know, I'm not sure that there's anything going on before Saturday, because it'll take us tomorrow and Friday to get everything moved out to the safari for that big event. We actually will be taking out thousands of children's books. And if it rains, it won't bother us, because our activities go on inside the village in the Cheryl Ford Room and under the dome. So it won't slow us down. We have many groups coming to help us with that activity. The Astra Club from high school, that is the club that Altrusa sponsors. It's a service organization for high school students. They will be doing a fishing booth. Our theme this year is dive into a good book. So the kids will be able to use their fishing pole and pull some real prize or toy out of that booth. The Sister Cities will be having their origami activity as well. Just others that are going to be providing things. But the main activity is giving books in the hands of children.
And, of course, this has really taken off. Started as kind of a switch during COVID. And I know that sometimes the parking lot out there, it's just amazing the response you get to this.
It is. It's wonderful. The park actually opens at 9 o'clock, and so cars will be arriving then. Any car with children from Douglas County may go through the drive-thru free of charge that day. And so the drive-thru opens at 9, and then after they've gone through the drive-thru, the kids come in with their parents into the village, and our activities are really between 10 and 3. But we will have in the Cheryl Ford Room the gigantic book giveaway, and each child will be given 4 new books. And so that's a good thing. We start with board books for the babies, and then picture books for toddlers, and then all the way grades through 1 through 12 on up to books for any age of child. So it's a big event.
And I understand you've got things like a book walk and crafts.
Oh,
and
yes.
Other things too.
Some things. The book walk and the book exchange. Book walk is like a cake walk. Instead of winning a cake, you win books. And the book exchange is by the Umpqua Literacy Council. Kids can bring in books that they've read and exchange them for others, or if they don't have a book to exchange, they're just given books. But that's the Umpqua Literacy Council's booth. So lots going on.
Now, you began this event many years ago. Talk about what really led to starting it.
Well, it led because we believed that reading is foundational to all learning, and we wanted to do something that would be fun for children to get them interested in reading. One of our first events was actually focused on Dr. Seuss, and so we had activities lined up around that to begin with, but it's been going on. This is our 24th year.
Man, and many of the original organizers, you guys are still at it.
We're still at it. I've been in it for 24 years, and the co-chair for the event, Maxine Durst and Mary Marshall, are two of the original organizers. So we've got several of us that are probably veterans in this program now.
And a lot of you have connections to education in some form, right?
Right, we do. Many of us are retired teachers. I was at the college, but many of our members are retired grade school or current grade school and high school teachers.
Now, talk about with how this all works with 2025 and the digital opportunities out there. But you guys basically stick, though, with the hardcover, the put-your-hand-on book, right?
Although we do encourage, you know, reading in any form, but kids like to have a book, and we'd rather get them away from some of the technology that involves games and get them into holding a book in their hands and reading from that format.
Now, are there similar events in other places in Oregon, or is this kind of unique?
Well, the Celebration of Literacy for a month is probably unique to Roseburg. There are many, many other activities that focus on reading, and I know that Altrusa in general, especially our District 12, focuses on literacy. So we do a lot for getting books in the hands of children and people of all ages, but our main focus here has been children.
And you mentioned the play, of course, earlier at the high school, Valentine's for Vets this afternoon. Then you've got a lot of libraries throughout the county doing things at various times.
Yes, we do. Many of the libraries, I think there were 10 libraries countywide that do individual events sometime during the month to focus on Celebration of Literacy. And if they request books from Altrusa, we will send them books for, you know, to give to their students and children that arrive for those events. So we've already sent those out. We also send boxes of books to some of the food pantries to give out during Celebration of Literacy Month if they'd like to have them.
It's probably hard to track, but any idea how many books you receive and give out in an average year?
You know, I can't remember the figure from last year, but I know that 2 years ago we gave out over 10,000 books during Celebration of Literacy. And when you think, if you have 1,000 children come into the park on Saturday, which we probably will, and each one of them gets 4 new books at our booth, plus the ones that they will receive from Umpqua Reading Council and other places, there are a lot of books that are given out this month.
Wow, it's going to be a big event for families on Saturday. Again, what are the hours at Wildlife Safari?
Well, the safari opens at 9, but where our event in the village begins at 10. But if you come out at 9 o'clock, you could drive through the drive-thru first and then come into the village. And it is, again, it's a free event. Everything will be available without charge for the kids, so bring them on out.
CelebrationofLiteracy.com has got all the information and the schedule for the other events as well. Karen Fager from Celebration of Literacy, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.
Plan to spend the next holiday season.